You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. It is another great day in Birmingham. We're recording here at Revelator Coffee at the headquarters in the roasting house, as I call it. It's a great place, and we're very thankful to be here today. I'm especially thankful for our next guest. You know, she's going to share her story with us, and it's very touching to me. And I know she's a good friend of our Lyme advocate, Kelly. So this is Sandy Holliday. Sandy, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm 39 years old. I have four teenage kids. They range from the age of 20 to 16, three girls, one boy, a paramedic, as well as a medical assistant. I've been a paramedic since 2006. Loved being a paramedic, or loved being paramedic. I can no longer do that. However, I still carry my license. I keep my license up. Worked very hard for that. Went to college for a long time for that. So I'm limited. Don't want to give that up. That's one of those things I keep holding on to. So
absolutely. Well, I know you're good at what you do because you're also Kelly's nurse.
Right.
You've helped take care of her. And
I did.
We always appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
One thing that, you know, telling me about yourself, if you've got four kids, you must be a pretty strong woman.
Yes.
And then having
they keep
that
me on my toes.
Kids will do that for sure.
Yes.
So, but you're getting to the end stages, though.
Unfortunately, it makes me sad.
Yeah,
I just had one that graduated on Thursday. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I know you're proud of them.
I'm very proud of them. Very proud.
So, you know, usually we do two things here on the podcast. We're basically recognizing people in Birmingham, but the other side of things is we're raising awareness for Lyme disease. And you have Lyme disease, correct?
That's correct.
So how long have you had Lyme disease?
Well, I went approximately 12 years misdiagnosed. Went to several doctors, went to emergency rooms quite frequently. My white blood count would be real high. They would test me, trying to figure out what was going on. Couldn't figure it out. They would give me IV antibiotics, tell me, I don't know what's wrong with you. I would stay in the hospital for a couple of days. They would send me home. And I would do that probably a couple times a month. And just repeatedly, over 12 years, I did that. Finally, I had someone tell me, hey, I know this doctor in another state. Why don't you go there and try it out? See what he tells you. So I went there. I was diagnosed at that point in time with Lyme disease and co-infections of Lyme disease. So initially I started some oral antibiotics that was not working. So we went with IV antibiotics. I got a PICC line first. So started the IV antibiotics with a PICC line for 6 months. We took a little break, started back for 6 months again. I did well for about a year. That went pretty well. I felt pretty good, but I still was on some antibiotics just to kind of make sure it didn't flare back up. Started with antibiotics again for another 6 months, and that went on for 5 years. So
wow.
I've been off and on antibiotics for 5 years. And the meantime, in between there, I got a port because the PICC line kind of wasn't working anymore, and it was kind of aggravating trying to do showers and do things that I needed to do, and so we went with the port. I got that port started acting up, so I got a second port. I guess that kind of extends my amount of time of my treatment. So it was 6 months intervals. I would take about a month to 2 months break, depending on how well I felt. It got to where I wasn't feeling any better. I just continued to feel worse and worse and worse. So we would change antibiotics. Then we would stop treatment. I got to a point I was taking 28 different medications in a day. I had a big tub of medicine that I took. It was just a gigantic tub that I carried around everywhere I went. If I went out of town, I had my IV antibiotics, plus I had a huge tub that I carried with 28 medications.
28.
That's what I took on a daily basis.
Wow.
That's a lot of medicine to take at my age.
It's like breakfast or lunch.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. It was pretty much my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner was, and that's what I took three times a day was 28 medicines plus three times a day I took my IV antibiotics.
Did you get bit by a tick or how did you
get? I did get bit by a tick. I got bit on my back. And I got bit here in Alabama.
In Alabama?
Yes. In Jefferson County.
So all the rumors out there that Lyme disease is not in Alabama, that's not true.
Oh, it's in Alabama. I don't care what any doctor or any person tells me, it's in Alabama.
Yeah. So, you know, we've mentioned on previous broadcasts that there's seven counties in Alabama that are endemic with Lyme disease.
Correct. And I would be one of those.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been reported by the health department, so it is here. One question I have with your story there, you said you had to go out of state to actually find out you had Lyme disease.
Correct.
What state was that?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. So you visited many doctors here in Alabama.
Correct.
So I'm just curious, I mean, do you think doctors just aren't educated enough? Do you think there's just not enough known about Lyme disease here in Alabama, or... What do you think the problem is?
I think most of it is they're not educated. They had this belief that Lyme disease is not here in Alabama. Uh-huh. For some reason, they think that ticks can't cross borders. I don't know. they're taught for so long that ticks are northern states. That's what they just keep getting taught. So, therefore... That's what they believe, and they're just not, it's a brief little section when they go through medical school about Lyme disease, and they're very shortly taught on it. I've had doctors that have told me, you know, when I went through medical school, I had a brief little section that was told about Lyme disease, and that was it. They don't take time to study any more about it, so...
You know, I can't imagine how frustrating it's been for you, because the average person that's not in the medical profession going to different doctors trying to find out what's wrong, you're actually in the medical profession and to know who to go to have these tests done and things like that and not get any answers. I bet that was extremely frustrating.
Correct. It is frustrating to be in the medical field knowing that I know what I'm talking about and then for them not to listen.
Yeah.
You know.
So you got it here in Alabama, and I guess since you went out of state to find out, you didn't know right away that you had Lyme disease, right?
No, I did not.
But you knew you got bit by the tick?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a bullseye rash or anything?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not get a bullseye rash. However, where I got bit at, the tick was actually embedded into my back, and I had to have it surgically removed.
Oh, wow.
Because it had embedded so far into my back. And I still, to this day, have a nice little scar that reminds me of what happened and that I did get Lyme disease and that it's still a reminder every day. You know, I get out of the shower, and I still see it. And that's my reminder of what has caused all my problems.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to bring up the bullseye rash because not everybody gets a bullseye rash.
That's correct.
And everybody that gets tested for Lyme disease, it doesn't always show positive.
That's correct.
You know, like I said, I can't imagine your struggles with that journey on trying to find out what was wrong. And then you went out of state just to find out.
Yes. It's very misleading as far as the bullseye, you know. Especially here in Alabama, all the doctors are, it's got to be a bullseye. It's got to be a bullseye, you know, because that's what they're taught. And that's what's in the textbook. So none of the doctors want to go outside of the textbook. You know, they want to stick straight to the textbook because they're not taught anything else.
So, you know, I was really fascinated with the treatments that you said you've had. So you had oral antibiotics.
Correct.
And then you had a PICLINE.
Correct.
And then you had a port put in.
Correct.
Can you explain why it has to go to that measure to have a PICLINE or a port put in? Why is that important?
The PICLINE, they started because the IV antibiotics, when it gets to a certain point, it has to cross the brain border because it gets to a point where it affects more than just your average areas in your system. So it'll start affecting your neurological system. So you can start having seizures. You can start having neurological issues as far as focal motor symptoms, which I started having. I already have seizures due to other issues, which may be related. They haven't said that it's not, and I can't get a doctor to say, yes, it is related to that. So I started having seizures. I started having tremors that, you know, could be seizures.
Sandy, we know it's been a rough journey for you, and we really wish you the best in your recovery. If you would like to find out more about Lyme disease, prevention, and ways to treat it, visit our website at vulcanasafade.com.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.